Okay, Rav Moshe, hope all is good. Today's daf is Ksuvos Daf Chaf Ches, and we have the tremendous chus of finishing the second parak of the Masechta. We're here in Chav Zayin Mabez, about four or five lines up from the skinny lines. Lema Ketanai. And if you remember, the last thing we had said, we had a stira between the Mishnah, between a couple of Mishnayos as to whether we believe a shifcha, the woman's own shifcha, in terms of the situation, the status of her mistress, of her master, of the woman who owns her. So we had two steers. One Mishnah seems to imply yes, that we believe her, and one Mishnah seems to say that no, we don't believe her. So we had three ways of understanding that steer. Rav Papi had said that we're make that in the Chanam, usually we don't believe her, but by the case of Shvuya, right, the case where she's a captive, right, so then we were Mekel. Rav Papa said it depends on whether it's her Shifcha or her husband's Shifcha, meaning that we would not believe her Shifcha, but we would believe her husband's. And then the last Shita was Rav Ashi that said that it depends, right, that on the case, meaning if she's going to be quiet, right, so then, you know, that if she's going to be quiet and that's going to allow her to get remarried, then we won't believe her. But if she has to actually say something, we assume that she won't necessarily lie. So the Gemara now says, Lemeka Tanai. Maybe this is Emachlokes Tanai. So the Bais says, Zu Eidos, that this type of Eidos that we're telling, that this case where we're going to allow a woman who was captured, right, back to her husband, right, any one of those people, men, women, children, father, mother, sister, brother, right, they are believed. Right, again, that's the key line. Right, but not her sons and not her servants. And the other verse says, right, the other verse says that everybody is believed except for her and her husband, implying that her shifcha is believed. So you have a stira. So the Gemara just says, Dirav Papi, Dirav Ashi, Tanahi. Dirav Papi, Dirav Ashi. Right, that's a machlokes. Right, they both of them say that the shifcha is allowed. That's testified in a case where her master, the woman, was captured. So they hold like the second brisa where it's mutter, and the other one, right, the other brisa disagrees. But Rav Papa, again, Rav Papa had said that her shifcha, right, he had the difference between her shifcha and his shifcha. So he holds that her shifcha is not allowed to be made. So mi lemek tanahi, what does he do with the second brisa, right? He would hold like the first brisa, but what does he do like the second brisa? So come on, Rav Papa would say, kitanya hahi b'mesicha levituma. No, that's because that case, the case where it's mutter to rely on her on the shifcha is when it's mesicha levituma, which she's just talking right casually, so it's not mamash edus. So we don't think that she would lie right in a normal random conversation. But I say kiha like the following story. Right, the chas tichias Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, right, so he came to Babel. Amar, he said, Rav Chanan Kartigna, Rav Chanan from Kartigna, Rav Mishtoi Maisa. He told us the story. And Balavnei Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, right? There's a Maisa by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Right? Some people say Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Mishtoi Maisa Balavnei Rabbi. Okay, depending on whether it came before Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi or Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said it came before Rabbi. And Ba'adam Echashai Mesir Lefitumo, and Amar Ani V'Imi Nishbeinu Levein Avos Gachavim. Right? To a guy who says, me and my mother were captured. And I went out to get water. I thought about my mother. The lucket ate him. Died to alimi. Right, and when we went to get wood, I was thinking about my mother. And meaning he was the whole time. He was watching over, make sure nobody touched us. And then v'isia Rabbi Lakun Alpiv. He wasn't talking in Beis Din. He was just saying, you know, this is, he took care of his mother the whole time. And basically Chazal, right, Rabbi allowed, according to the second version, right, Rabbi allowed him to marry a coin. Again, so that Mesir Levitumo, right, would be believed, and that's what Rav Papa would understand the other price. Okay, Mishnah, second to last Mishnah in the Perek. Right, Amar of Zechariah ben Akatzov, Hamona Zeh, that's a Shvua, right, Lo Zaza Yada Mitoch Yadi, right, Mishash Nechnezu Odi Gucharim L'Yerushalayim, right, V'Asher Yatzik, right, it's again, in Yana Dioma, guy says that he says a lashon shvua, he swears that his wife never left his side. Right, they were hand in hand the entire time. So below they said to him, "In all the meim al atzmo, sorry buddy, yishter kagufo." We have edim, right, that we know that the city was overrun. We assume that the goyim were violating women all over the place. So you are not believed to be to testify about your own wife. Okay, Tana within the price of Afal Pikin, but even though that's true, that they're also to stay together, Yichid Labais Bechatzera, right? He was allowed to give her a house in the same Chatzer. Now, what's the problem? So, as we'll see in a second, right, a Kohen is not allowed to live in the same general vicinity as a woman he's divorced, because he's not allowed to remarry her. And we're nervous that if they're very close, right, they may end up doing something inappropriate, getting remarried, etc. So here we're saying that even though he was not allowed to stay with his wife physically, they were allowed to kind of live in the same chatzer, and they would just be careful about yichud. And whenever she would make sure to leave, right, before the kids would leave or come back, or after the kids came back, right, meaning she would be, they would be careful about yichud. Oh yeah, Bai says, Ma'u lasos begerushin kein. Okay, so what about gerushin? By a Kohen who divorced his wife. What about that? What about that arrangement? So also move the bishvu hey kelu abalachalo. Is it because, though, since it's really shoes, a captive shoes, it's really a suffix, we don't really know. Right, again, we don't believe him for his aedus, but we don't know necessarily that she was violated and that she's usher. So therefore, it's going to be a little bit makel. But by Kohen, when we know it's usher, he's not allowed to remarry the woman he divorced. So then maybe not. So Odomar, maybe Lashram, maybe that makes no difference, and it's the same halacha. And sure enough, a Kohen is allowed to set up a situation like that. So Tashma, bring your proof. The Tanya is one that a bride sounds like Arishazi, Shalotin also, Beshkun also. If a Kohen, this is a regular Yisrael. If a Yisrael divorces his wife, they shouldn't live in the same neighborhood. Now, she's not mutter to go back to him. She's mutter, they're mutter to get remarried, but not if she married someone else. But still, right, again, still we're going to say that they shouldn't live, in the same neighborhood. And if it was a Kohen, they can't live together in a Mavoi. Right, and again, if you did Erevin, right, you know, a Mavoi is like an alleyway that kind of connects all the chaseros. So there they can't live that in that close proximity, right, even a Mavoi. And Maya Kfar Katan, if it was a small town, that is considered to be a neighborhood. So we see clearly that it doesn't work. I mean, it doesn't work for the Kohen to have the same arrangement as this guy. Who was it really? Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzov, that the arrangement with his wife in the same chutzner does not work for a Kohen who divorced his wife. So the Gemara says, now, mi nidcha mipnei mi, right, who has to leave? Right, again, the Pasha says they own the house together, right, so now they can't stay in the same chutzner, so who leaves? The Shema, I'll bring you a proof, the Tanya's Brisa says, he nidches mipana ve'in hu nidcha mipana, right, she has to go. But if she owned it, whether she was the wealthy party coming to the family, whatever, if she owned the house and the chatzar, so then he has to leave. They asked, what about if they both owned it, right? As Baruch Hashem, either most marriages, Pashas here means that they both owned some chelik, either they both owned the house or whatever. So what's the deal? So Gemara says, Tashma, now I'll bring you a proof. He nidches mipanav. When she has to leave, so b'maya skina, what's the case? Right, elim v'chatzer shalo. If it's he owns the house, he owns the chatzer. So pshita, obviously she has to leave his house, right? But ela v'chatzer shalo. But if you tell me it's her chatzer, right, by the time the Brisa says im ha'isa chatzer shalo, right? Who need the mipana? Right, if she owns it, he has to leave. So lavki, I got that. Must be where they both have some sort of ownership, and she has to leave. That's what the Brisa meant. So Gemara says no, dilma the ager megar. No, maybe they're renting. Right, not that they own both cases. And that's when she has to go. It doesn't necessarily prove anything. So it's my happy Allah. What's the halachos? Tashma, bring a proof. Hinei Hashem mataltalacha taltalat gover. Person, Kosh Baruch was going to make us wander by the wanderings of a man. Because a man's wandering is worse than a woman. A woman will have someone will be merachim on her. So wherever she is, she'll have some sort of rachmanis. But a guy will get no such love. And therefore, it's harder for him. So then, she has to go and find another place to live, and not him. Tanar b'lam will under the baisa. Lava heimena b'nichsei avia. Right. Let's say the guy borrowed money right from nichsei avia, from her father's property. I mean, this is the nichsei malog, which is belongs to the wife, but the husband is able to use it during the course of the marriage. So he borrowed money from that amount or whatever. When she has to send someone else to collect the money, because we're nervous, again, this is Pasha talking about a Kohen, we're nervous that they will Someone will get reignited when if they're dealing with this monetary case together. And if they come together, we don't listen to them, right? We make sure she has to appoint someone else as her lawyer or whatever. If Papa Amar, well, we put them in chayrim, right? We assume that they're being they're being intimate. If Huna Breder of Yeshua Amar Negude Nami Magdina Lahu, and we give them malchus. Because we assume there's something inappropriate going on. Amar of Nachman, Tana Bevo Rabasi, it says in the Over Rabasi, actually writes that's Mesachas Smachos, which we learn, it's a small Masechta that we don't have really in Chas, we don't learn it as part of the Daf Yomi cycle, but has a lot of halachos of Avelos. So anyway, so we learn there, but Medvar Mamurim, what do we say that she can't, has to send a Shliach, right? Shinish Garsham and Nisuin, that's only if they were fully married. But they just are engaged, so then if they haven't been, they don't really know each other so well, so then she can go and get it on her own, right? Because we're not nervous that things will reignite because they were just engaged. They really never kind of were together in a meaningful way. And sure enough, the story goes that Cohen, who and his wife, who had been divorced, but they had only been engaged, they only had Erisin, the only Kiddushin, so they came, sure enough, for this type of monetary case. And Yasu Rabada Barmasna Kame, Rabas Barmasna was there, and Oki Rava Shluka Bintayo, and Rava said, all right, let's get somebody else in between here, let's get some sort of lawyer, we don't want them, coming together. So Amalei Rabada Barmasna, Rabada Barmasna who was watching, he said to Rava, Vamar of Nachman, Tanabel of Rabasi, right, according to the halacha that we just quoted, that if it was only years since, then they don't need somebody to claim for them. So Amalei, so Rava said back to him, yeah, but Kachazina de Kageise da Adadi. Oh no, we see that they're very, very, Geise, they like each other, they're very, kind of, they get along well. They know each other a lot. So he saw that it wasn't a stam, a standard case of Erison. It must be that they hung out a lot, and he was nervous that there would be some sort of sparks there that would reignite the passion. That would be Usher, because he was a Kohen, he couldn't remarry her. Igadami, some people said that the story happened in a different way. Lo Oki Rava Shlev, that Rava actually did not set up a lawyer, let's say, in between them. Now, Ravada Ravada Barnasna, right? Nika Marshlucha Ben Tayu. Ravada Barnasna says, hey, why didn't you set up anybody to talk for them? Right? So they don't get too close. Amalei said, "Ravamar of Nachum Tana Bevo Ravasi didn't he quote it?" So Ravas quoted this halacha that you don't need it if they're just engaged. Amalei, so Ravada Barava said back to him, "Yeah, but honey, Mili Hekdu Gasi Bahadodi. That's only if they're not kind of close, if they're not getting along. But here, Avohani Chazino, the guys about Adodi, we see that they kind of have a good conversation with each other. They're getting along. They're close. They're familiar. So then we are going to insist that there's someone else in the middle. Okay, fine. Last Mishnah." In the Perek, as Baruch Hashem has a good ksuba staff, and this staff is a bit all over the place. These are the following people are believed when they are a gadol to testify about what they saw when they were a katan. Neman adam lomar zeksav yadushal abba. A person is believed to say, this is my father's handwriting, Zekzav Yadl Shel Rabbi, this is my Rebbe's handwriting, Zekzav Yadl Shel Achi, this is my brother's handwriting. We'll see in a second why you need all three cases. Zochar Esi Beplonis Yotza Behenuma, Perosha Perua. I remember that this woman went out during her wedding and did those signs that she was a Mesula. Vaisa Ish Ploni Yotza Mebesa Sefer, Litzbol Lecho Betruma. Right, I remember my friend would leave school and he would go to the mikvah and he would eat Truma. Vishaya Cholik Imanu Ala Goren, and then he was given Truma on the threshing floor in the granary or whatever. Vamakam Vazeh Beza Pras, the person is believed to say that this is a Beza Pras where they lost a grave. Vadkan Hainu Boyin Beshavis, a person is believed to say, well, this is where we used to travel up to Shabbos, this is where the Tchum Shabbos was. But a person is not believed in monetary cases to say that this guy had a claim, had rishos to do something in this area, to walk through, to do whatever, or to stand in this area. Right? That's a dini mamonos. A person is not believed to say what he saw when he was a kid. Amar Avuna Breder of Yeshua, Vahusha Ish Gadol Imo. That's only if this guy's testimony now, right? It's Mamash Edus, it's him and another Gadol. right, to be made. Utsricha, and you need all three cases that we mentioned in the Mishnah, right? The father, Rebbe, and brother. Tiyash Meir and Aviv, if you only have the case of the father, Mishnah Dishkiyach Kabe, because the kid is always around. He probably saw his handwriting. Abu Rabba, but his Rebbe, right? It's not necessarily. He's learning Torah from him. He doesn't necessarily see him sign a handwriting. So maybe not. Maybe not. Tiyash Meir and Rabba, if you would have thought his father, his Rebbe, and you wouldn't have any other cases, you might have thought Mishnah the Islay into their Abbe, because there's a certain fear, unfortunately. Like we don't have that so much nowadays, but there's a certain emo, a certain pachad for your Rebbe. Either you take it seriously, you recognize the signature, right, come and testify, etc. And you would remember that. But the father, right, maybe not as much, right, maybe a little bit buddy-buddy with the father, right, it's not as much ema, right, and fear and yira for the father. If you would have father and Rebbe, so Aviv the Shchiyach Kabe, Rabbi the Islay, Emsa, right, you would have thought because you have those two reasons that you should believe him. Aval Achiv, but for the brother, the Leslay, right, has no real reason to that we should say to believe him, right, so low, so not true. So I'm not sure why the Gemara doesn't assume that he's always around his brother. Okay, maybe not, fine. So ha, velo ha. Havaloha, right? It doesn't have either one. So Emalos, you might have thought he's not believed for his brother, so therefore Kamash Malan teaches me, Kevin, the Kiyam Shtar is Midir Rabbanan, that since, right, being Mekayim Shtar is really Midir Rabbanan anyway, so therefore Hemnu Rabbanan, Midir Rabbanan, so Chazal were, believe this guy, just testify what he was saying about when he was a kid, right, by Aden, the Rabbanan. Okay, Zachar Isi Beplonus Shiatzavei Numa Verosha Perua. I remember that this woman went out and had a wedding as a Basula. My time, why do we believe her? Why do we believe him? To remember, tell us what he remembers when he was a kid. Came with the Rav Nashim Basulos, right? Nisulos, since most women who get married are Basulos. So Goli Milsav Almahu, he's just revealing something, right? Everybody really knows. He's just revealing facts. He's not actually bringing proper edus about something. Vishahaya Ish Ploni. That's when Mr. Sefer Lithable Lechel Chumla, right? Again, he can testify that this guy's a Kohen. Doma Evid Kohen, who? Well, how do you know? Right? Again, we said before, I've mentioned that an Evid of a Kohen is allowed to eat Chumla, so maybe he's an Evid Kohen. Mr. Lithable, Vishub and Levi, Doma Vishub and Levi, Asr Lodam, Shi Yilmo, Desav the Torah. Again, as we pointed out, Tosas pointed out that was the proof over there that the guy was a Kohen and not an Evid a couple of blah ago. Because, right, again, this is Rabbi Shimon Levi who says that you're not allowed to teach in Eved Torah. Gemara says, "Valo, what do you mean? Patan dir one lana b'risa, lo v'hemeni rabo o so rabo apotropos." If the master borrowed money from the slave or made him kind of an apotropos, the guy in charge of the money, in charge of his right nechosim, right? Oh, sheniach tefillin b'fnei rabo, or the Eved put on tefillin. Oh, shekara shloshe psukim b'sakhanasis, or he read three psukim in shul. Praise lo yitzil lecheres. Right, that's still not enough to say to prove that the Eved went free, as I clearly see that an Eved can learn Torah. The Gemara says, "Yeah, hot some the degree Eved midaito ki garminan the kanoi be minag banim." No, it's one difference between learning, right, and treating him like you treat your kids, like send him to school. The Eved, they didn't send him to school. Okay, it could be the Eved would learn, but not that he would be in school. Once he testified that he's in school, so then itaka must not have been an Eved. Litva lechol b'truma b'truma d'rabanan. The Gemara says, right, only truma d'rabanan that is believed. That the guy went to the mikvah to eat chuma, so we will believe him that his testimony about this guy to allow this guy to eat chuma d'rabana, but not chuma midor raisa. Vajhaya cholik imanu alagoran, he would get chuma on the threshing floor again. If Dilma Evid Kohen, who? Right, maybe he's an Evid Kohen. So it's not come on to Amar. So apparently, this is according to the one who says, Ein cholik and chuma la Evid, right, that you don't give chuma to an Evid, right, from the base of Granos. Elam kain rabo imo, unless his Rebbe was there. The Tanik is blended a brisa. Ein cholik and chuma la Evid, Elam kain rabo imo, the Rebbe. The Rebbe holds like this, that you can't give chuma to an Eved if he's just there by himself. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Yachalusha Yomer, the guy that the Eved can say, Im Kohen Ani Tnu Li Bishvil Asmi, Vim Eved Kohen Ani Tnu Li Bishvil Rabbi. That if I'm a Kohen, so give me for myself. If I'm an Eved Kohen, so give me for my master. What in the world's going on over here? So if you remember, right, we had this earlier in the Masechta. Oh no, we had it in Yevamos. Right, Yevamos Daf Tzadi Tes. So basically, the beginning of this brisa is the case is, well, we don't know what the status of this guy is. That there was a woman, an Ishas Kohen, and an Ishas Evid Kohen. I guess that's a Shifcha, right? So both of them gave birth, and we don't know which kid is which. So the question is, can they come and get Shuma and the threshing floor? Rabbi Yehuda says only the Kohen, and therefore the guy can't. And Rabbi Yossi says, well, they give my Manoshach. Right, if he's a Kohen, so they give me the Shuma for me. If he's an Evid, give me the Shuma for my father, for my master. Meaning that Rabbi Yossi holds that you can give truma to an eved. But anyway, tachos, we're holding like Rabbi Yehuda here that says that we're not allowed to give truma to an eved on the threshing floor. And sure enough, because Rabbi Yehuda says you can't give truma from the gronos to an eved, so therefore, if someone saw someone getting truma in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yehuda, that must be that he was actually a kohen because we don't give it to avadim. But in Rabbi Yossi, who said that you, in his neighborhood, Rabbi Yossi Paskin, that you could give truma to an eved right out in the fields. So then we would not necessarily assume that anybody who got truma was a proper kosher miyuchas kohen. Tanya with other brisa. I'm Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yossi. Miyamai lohiati pam achas. Right, again, we had this also. We had this right in the Gemara over there. And in my days, I never testified. But Palmachas once, hey, Aditi, I testified about this. Ve'elu eved lekuna alpi. Right, then they made an eved into a coin based on my testimony that this guy got truma and the basic granos. So Gemara says, helu sakadatech, really? They made an eved a coin? So Gemara says, hashto umma behemtim shal tzadikim in a kosh baruch hu mevi tekol al yodam. We know that a kosh baruch hu doesn't even bring troubles or mistakes on the animals of Kohanim. Of tzaddikim, rather, right? So tzaddikim, that's when the culture gets. Certainly, Kosh Baruch is not going to allow us to make that tragic of a mistake based on the testimony of a tzaddik, right? They're not going to allow a tzaddik to make that kind of mistake. So, Ella, rather, no. Big shulalos eved lekuna. They wanted to make an eved into a coin. I'll pee on my. On my testimony, but because how did he make such mistakes? Because how did that happen? Because Chazav Basri Rabbi Yosi, Chazav Asi Basri Rabbi Yehuda. Because I saw the Eved getting Truma in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yosi, which was totally fine, but then I testified about that fact in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yehuda. Well, a testimony in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yehuda would tell us that this guy is actually a Kohen, and that's why they almost made that mistake. Okay, shamako mazeh beis aprasu. An adult is allowed to testify that he remembers that when he was a kid, there was a plowed over field with a grave that was lost. My time, now, why is that? Because beis aprasu mi derabanan. Right, beis aprasu did the rabbanan. Dam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel minapech adam beis aprasu holich. A person is allowed to blow in front of him and walk on a beis aprasu because we assume that he will blow away any pieces of fragments of bone of the mace that was lost. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ami Mishmei Rabbi Yehuda Amar, and he said, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Beis HaPras Shenidrash Tahor. If a Beis HaPras was plowed over, or trampled on rather, probably better translation, if it was trampled, it's Tahor. Why? My time of why? Because EF Shalatzim Kisorah Shalanidash Beregel, because it's impossible that the size of a transmitting of a bone that transmits tumah is kadasha. It's impossible that a bone of that size would not have been crushed already by the passersby. God kan hayinu b'ayin b'shabbos. The adult is allowed to testify about he remembers about when he was a kid. But tchum shabbos kasar tchum derabanan. Right, again, we're holding that tchum is derabanan. If you remember, I think it's Rabbi Kiva who holds that tchum is deraisa. Okay, the ein neman lomar derech haya laploni b'makom zeh. He's not believed to say. That this guy was allowed to walk here. Maimon of Mispid Hayel Plonim Lakum Zed, that he was able to stand here, right? We don't believe him by Dine Mamonos. My time, why is that? Because Afuk Mimon and Lamafkina. Because we're not going to take out money, right, based on this guy's testimony, right? Motzi Mechaveo Lavarai, you need proper actual aidus. The Gemara just says, Tanur Rabana, we learned in our Baisa. Nemanatimak Lomar Kach Amarli Abba Mishpachazu Tahor Mishpachazu Tameya. A kid is believed to say that my father told me this family is Tahor, this family is Tame. Gemara says, what? Tahora Tamea Sakadaitech, what do you mean? That's not a permanent status. You can get rid of that status. Say, Allah, no. What it means is Mishpachazuk Sher, Mishpachazuk Psula. No, that there was proper Yichus here and there was bad Yichus here. Right, that this family is a puzzle. Maybe the Kohen married a Chol, somebody married a Mamzer, whatever. V'shachalnu b'ktsatsa shalbas ploni. He's believed to say that they ate a ktsatsa of the daughter of Ploni, the Ploni, at some sort of wedding. We'll explain what that is in a second. V'shainu molichin chala matanos the Ploni Kohen, and they would give matanos kahuna to this guy who's a Kohen, aide atzmo, right through him, avolo aide acher, but not through anybody else, meaning that the Eidos is only if the kid or the guy himself gave the Matanos Kahuna, but not if he sent it with a Shliach. And this is only Implied in the Gemara, right? This is only if Kulan, all this that we believe this guy is only if he's Yisrael, who's a Katam, and he became a Godel, but not if he was a Goy and he converted, or if he was an Eved and he was freed. Right? He's not believed, again, the Brisa continues, that, again, like we said in the Mishnah, that we do not believe him by the Dini Mamonos, that this guy's allowed to stand here, this guy's allowed to walk here, etc. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch says Naaman, that he is actually believed. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Ahaya, which one is Rabbi Yochanan, which one of the statements in that Brisa, right, we started with the Tanur Rabbanan, we said all these halachos, right, which one is Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch saying that the guy is believed? If you'll tell me the second part, meaning that this guy had a path here, this guy could stand here, this guy had some sort of rights to this place, the Dini Mamonis. So, what do you mean? We're being mafkir mamon. We're going to take money from this guy based on the Shver testimony? No, it's Ela Reisha. Really must be going on the first part of the Reisha. The Kulan, which is, Am I over Gachavim, Iskar Evan, Ishtakar, Ein Amanin. That we said that this all applies only to Jews who were young and then got older, but if it was an Eved who got freed, or a Ger that converted, or a Goy that converted, we don't believe him. And that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch, Omer Ne'amanin, he says that they actually are believed. But Michael Mefgi, what's this machlokas? So Tanakama Sover came with Dev Gachavim, who halal daik. Tanakama holds, since he's a Goy, he's not going to pay attention. Right, he's not going to really care. He's going to give testimony in the future. He's going to remember this halachic status. He's not going to remember. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch says, no. Came into Daita Ligure, since he's thinking about converting, so that made the guy daik. Right, so he's paying attention. Okay, that's just the last part of this, the parak, my ketzatza. What is this ketzatza? We said that he's believed, right, just to get the lashon. The guy's believed, right, that they ate the ketzatza of this, a daughter to this man. So what is that? Tanur Rabbanan. Ketzad ketzatza. What is a ketzatza? Echad min ha'achin shenasa isha she'ina hogen eslo. If one of the brothers is a guy who married a woman that was not appropriate for him, maybe she was, maybe he was a kohen and she was she was she was a chalala or a psula or a grusha, or maybe that pasha says that. That really, maybe there was some sort of mamzeres here, or she was a nasin, or whatever it was. Right? There was some sort of bad marriage. So what would happen? Fascinating that the family would come with barrels of fruit. The shovernusa, they would break the barrels, b'emtzer v'chova, in the middle of the street. For omim, they would say, Achinu beis Yisrael, shamu achinu ploni nasa isha she'ino hogenes lo. Right, everybody, hey, everybody in town, I'm Yisrael. Right, check it out, listen closely. This guy's not marrying someone who's legit. Let's say she was a mamzeres, whatever, just to give an example. All right. And we're nervous that maybe his children will get mixed with our children. Right, pretty intense. Come and take an example. Right? Again, zera, right? Seed, right? Fruits have seeds. Right? Come take an example for generations that you should remember this. That his children should not join with our children. His seed should not join with our seed. This is what a ktsatsa is. That a kid, right, who sees this crazy thing, right, he is believed to bring edus about this family, right, that this marriage, that they had these people, right, probably dramatic, but people had this at their wedding. Okay, Hadron Halacha Ishan Isarmala, Mitzvah Shem, we'll go by through in the third parak tomorrow, very exciting third parak that a lot of yeshivas get to learn, but Mitzvah Shem, we're going to be Zocha to learn it tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.